On this edition of WBOI's Field Notes, Victoria Jacobson helps us wrap up the regular season of high school football before we check in on this year's tennis, soccer, and volleyball tournaments. I'll close with notes on the Colts, the start of the NBA season, and more. That's all next on Field Notes. Thank you for joining us this week. I'm Zach Bernard. Victoria Jacobson from the Journal Gazette is here to help us get started as well. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
The regular season for high school football has officially wrapped up. What did you see in the final week?
Well, I was at Carroll for the regular season finale between the Chargers and Bishop Lohrs. Carroll won that one 35-10, which, you know, maybe wasn't surprising given how well that they've been playing these final weeks of the regular season. They scored all five of their touchdowns in the second quarter, which is a little bit unusual, but we'll take it. And so that was one very highlight-filled quarter. Everything else was a little bit quieter, but okay, that is one way to do it. My fellow reporter and husband, Dylanson, was over at DeKalb versus Leo, which was kind of the unofficial second place championship in the NE8. He got to see a pretty good game where DeKalb prevailed 31-28. Really exciting game, although it should be noted that Nathan Foster, Leo's running back extraordinaire, did not play in that game and was not available. So if those teams play each other again, which they could in sectional 19, that could be a very different outcome in just a couple weeks. So that is something to keep your eye on as we get into the postseason.
Homestead boys tennis made it to the state finals over the weekend, but sadly, it looks like they weren't able to get it done against Carmel.
Yes, so this is kind of an interesting weekend. We had some storms come through pretty much the entire state on Saturday. So the IHSAA moved up the entire state tournament. So the state quarterfinals were held on Friday morning. They moved the state semifinals to Friday afternoon, evening. Turned out to be a pretty late night for Homestead to get the win in the semifinals. And then the finals were played on Saturday morning before the storms rolled in. As Homestead coach Michael Hauer said, it was kind of poetic. They had opened their season with a 4-1 loss to Carmel at Taylor University, had won, I believe it was 26 matches in between, and then ended up with Carmel again. And this time they lost 3-2. They lost both doubles positions. They won number one and number two singles. That goes to the number three court where Homestead's Eric G just couldn't quite finish it out. He loses 6-4, 6-4. It was a much better performance than they had against Carmel in the regular season opener. They picked up a point. That's huge, but just couldn't quite get it done. I believe that is the 16th state championship for Carmel tennis, and they have been absolutely dominant. But Homestead getting as close as you can without actually winning. And so this was another trip to the state finals where they fall just short. It's something they've done quite a few times, but not since 2006.
And that wasn't the only Homestead heartbreaker over the weekend. Looks like things didn't go too well at soccer regionals either.
No. So it was an interesting day for me where I started off at North Central for the tennis finals to see one tough Homestead loss and then made my way up to Kokomo to see the very, very tail end of Homestead's second heartbreaking loss of the day and then stayed around for the third. So the Homestead girls, they were number two in the state, fell to number one HSC. They had led. And then the game had been tied. And then with 11 seconds left in regulation, HSE scored to win 2-1 and take that regional title. Just gutting way for the season to end so late when I'm sure most people probably thought that game was going into overtime. And then I was there for the boys game where Homestead took on West Lafayette Harrison. It was one of those very back and forth matches. Harrison took the lead. We got an equalizer off of a free kick for the Spartans. Denari Beasley scores to put Homestead up in the second half. Harrison West Lafayette gets a late equalizer, and we go through overtime, still tied. And then finally, Harrison wins it in penalty kicks. A really, really tough way to go out for the Spartans.
It's not all bad news for our local schools, however. In volleyball, Carroll continued their very successful season with a good showing at sectionals.
Yes, so Carroll finally dropped a set. They didn't lose, but they dropped a set in the final weekend of the regular season against Roncalli, which is one of the top teams in 3A. But yeah, since then, no worries. Carroll blew through sectionals, taking pretty decisive wins over Northrop in the sectional semifinals and then over Snyder in the finals. And then the Chargers will be facing Harrison in the regional championships this coming Saturday.
Victoria Jacobson covering all the tournaments of the area for the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
How about those Comets? They swept opening weekend on the road, first shutting out the Indy Fuel 4-0 on Friday, and winning a wild 6-5 thriller over Kalamazoo Saturday. They are going to stay on the road for the next 4 weeks, so you'll love to see them stack wins this early in the stretch. They have been able to practice at home this week in preparation for their next game in Cincinnati Friday night at 7:35. That's their only game this weekend, then they'll take a few days off into next week before lacing up for practice again. The Colts are now a stunning 6-1 after beating the Chargers on the road by several possessions on Sunday. This team is for real, I'm calling it now. Watch out for these guys heading into January. Let's hope the fun continues this week. They're back home to take on the badly struggling Tennessee Titans. Late afternoon game from Lucas Oil Stadium. Kickoff is set for 4:25 on Sunday. IU football stayed hot over the weekend with an easy victory over Michigan State and are now number 2 overall in the nation. How exciting. They've got UCLA at home Saturday with a noon kickoff, with Maryland, Penn State, and Wisconsin due up on the schedule. Let's hope they could keep it up. And Notre Dame picked up a big rivalry win over USC, helping their national ranking to number 12 overall, while kicking USC out of the top 25. You love to see that. They're off this week, but will return to the field November 1st against Boston College, followed by Navy and Pittsburgh the following weeks. The NBA is back. I really enjoyed NBC's return to broadcasting NBA games earlier this week. The production is slick, they got the peacock lighting up into round ball rock and everything. It's so cool. And the Rockets Thunder double overtime opener was tons of fun. I know it's weird to ask for more commercials, but if they're going to make me watch the Devil in Disguise trailer 36 times during breaks, it'd be nice if they got a few other advertisers in the mix. That's my only real complaint. The Pacers get started tonight at home, picking up right where they left off against the defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder. Tip-off is at 7:30, and it will be on ESPN. Then they'll hit the road to face the Grizzlies, Timberwolves, and Mavericks over the next week. It's so good to have this league back. And as one league starts back up, another is in its final stage as baseball's World Series begins Friday between the Los Angeles Dodgers and Toronto Blue Jays. This is a fun matchup. I'm excited to see Shohei Ohtani and Vlad Guerrero Jr. face off. They have been the stars of this postseason. What a month for Geddy Lee. Rush announces a tour for next year, and now his Blue Jays are playing for a championship. I'm sure we'll see him in his usual spot behind home plate for games 1 and 2. That's all for Field Notes this week. Field Notes comes out every Thursday. We'll see you next week. I'm Zach Bernard.
Music for Field Notes is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. You can support this podcast anytime at wboi.org/donate. You and I are listening to WBOI.